Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hi, it's Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Live. And it is May 6th, 2015. Hope you are ready to go for some prophetic words and things we have going. We have Pam in the chat room. You can chat your stuff in, and I'm just going to get rolling here as soon as I get all my windows all lined up. And we just did an upgrade on the system and everything, so we're brand new microphones. Sorry about last month, but hey, let's get going. Father, we thank you for all the things that you're doing, how you're speaking, and especially through the internet, how you're doing these new things, how you're knitting us together as one. Wow, the information superhighway is now becoming the revelation highway. And even those who are listening to this later and the replay and the podcast on iTunes, God, I pray for your spirit flow right now. I pray that you would activate us in hearing your voice on a greater level. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, DougAddison.com is my website, and you can stay connected with me. Please go to Facebook, and my Facebook address is The Doug Addison. Twitter, don't forget about Twitter. I keep my Twitter followers up to date. I tweet a lot of my personal stuff over there. It's just a lot easier. Doug T. Addison, and Instagram, Doug T. Addison as well. Also, my daily prophetic words are rocking the world, and you can get those on social media. Also, you can just search on Twitter, and if you want to just also do that, is hashtag daily prophetic. And while I'm talking, hey, if I say something good, go over there and let people know. But my daily prophetic, you can get it by email now on my website. So I get it by email. So I'm just as surprised as everybody else when God speaks through them. And so anyway, don't forget about my free ebook. It'll help you a lot. Or let some of your friends know about it. Night Dreams Reveal Your Life Dreams. That's my specialty, is dreams that we have at night can actually point towards our life dreams. That's why I do dream interpretation. That's why I teach people how to hear the voice of God, and also how to find your destiny, because dreams and destiny really go together. All right, so let's get going on the word for May. It was January 2015. I released a prophetic word for the year. It's on my website. It's on my blog. And this is what God spoke to me. God is going to begin to accelerate things. This is for the month of May. I wrote this in January. So just as May is the fifth month, and May represents grace, so it is a time of supernatural release of grace, and the spirit of and ministry of reconciliation will be released, and relationships will be restored. And this will happen even though, even with your own relationship with God, it's going to be revealed. God's going to start revealing things where there may have been some things that was hindering you, and there'll be some deep mending of hidden hopelessness that's going to start happening this month. Because God has something in store for you. And so I got that back in January, and sure enough, here we are. Yesterday was 5/5/15. Five represents grace, and God is really pouring out grace. In fact, that is what's this is really the tipping point right now, where things are going to start to move in a different direction. So watch as things begin to pick up the pace. But you'll need to have grace and flexibility for yourself and for others around you. So God's calling you to reach out, take steps, and watch reconciliation happen. And, you know, I responded to this prophetic word myself. I activated it myself, and I reached out to five people and asked forgiveness. You know, it wasn't really big things, but I just want to clear the spiritual air. It's really important to clear the spiritual air. And God is... he's in the big business of reconciling people and reconciling us. As a matter of fact, you don't have to agree with those who you've had disagreements with. You don't actually have to agree with a person or think, you know, you don't have to agree with them to forgive them even. And forgiveness is not a weak thing. It's not admitting you're wrong. It's clearing the spiritual air around you. First, 2 Corinthians 5:19 is what God spoke to me, that God is reconciling the world to himself through Christ, not counting a person's sins against them. And he has committed us to the message of reconciliation. So I'm going to share a little bit later on about this prophetic word that God gave me for this month, that he's promoting people who are loving, and those who are judging or hurting people are going to start losing their authority. They're going to start really, you're going to start noticing that advancement comes with humility. So expect fast movement in the month of May, and realignment and relocation starting to happen. And so some of you will need to move to, some of you, it might be new jobs, it might be new associations, but there will be relocation or something like that happening to cause advancement. Now, that doesn't mean you have to move, but to cause advancement, you will need, you'll need to realign. In April last month, just a few weeks ago, Linda and I got some news that they were selling the condo that we were living in Santa Monica. And they gave us just a month to move, or just, actually a few weeks, but gave us a month to find a new place. It took us 3 months to find that place, and we'd only been there 18 months. We weren't even settled in yet. And so, we needed grace. We cried out to God, and thanks to you guys, too, for praying for us. We found a place in 1 week. We signed a lease on a house, not a condo, but a house in West LA that's closer to my office. And it was one of the roughest moves. I got to tell you, it was one of the roughest moves I think I've ever had. And we've moved a lot. But I got a concussion during the move. So last week I was totally down on the couch. You know, I was discouraged, not able to function. I was dizzy, nauseated. My memory was foggy. This is last Friday. And then my daily prophetic word for May 2nd. Was God is giving you strength and a second wind is coming to you to move things forward. And I was thinking, man, I need that second wind because I had people coming over to help us, get settled in and moved and things like that. So that morning I had a dream that two angels came into my, into my dream, and they began to work on my brain, reworking some things. And I woke up totally healed from all the effects. I got a second wind. The people came over. We were able to unpack, and it was amazing. So, this is the time to recover it all, but you have to press in. You really do. So I'm just saying that. Press in right now and see things happen. Get ready for things to happen quickly. Just as just last week, my daughter's husband got a new job offer. They're in Ohio, and they're going to move to Colorado in 3 weeks. And so there's a lot of physical moving. There's all types of realignment. There's all types of things happening right now. Just be flexible. Don't think that you have to move, because you can actually move in your own spiritual life. You can actually change things and move and realign yourself to a better position in what God's doing right now. So ask and you'll receive. That is what I heard God say. Ask and you'll get an answer quicker. This is a season, really, to recover those things. I've been saying this over and over. I'm not going to let you forget it. Recover those things that were lost. I recommend reading 1 Samuel chapter 30. I just read it. 1 Samuel 30, where David had lost everything. And even in his followers, they wanted to kill him. David's mighty men were going to stone him. And in the midst of his distress, here's what really stood out. Verse 7, he inquired of God. He inquired of the Lord. He got a strategy, and he was able to go pursue his losses and actually get his losses back, get everything back. And then in chapter 31, he actually stepped into his life destiny. Prior to that, he was running from Saul. Prior to that, he wasn't really getting things the way he thought that God had prophesied to him, and especially through the prophet Samuel had prophesied and anointed him. But he went on from running, from the enemy to ruling as a king. But it didn't come without a battle. We are in a time of a battle, but God is totally with you. So I want to encourage you to contend for your breakthrough. You know, I was healed of Huntington's disease and Lyme disease in my life. These are two major, horrific attacks that came against me. But to be honest, I really felt like I couldn't go on when I was sick. Well, I couldn't go on one more day. But like David, I inquired of God and got a strategy. So from there, I took those radical steps and eventually things turned around and I got the breakthrough. So I'm releasing, listen, tomorrow on my blog, DougAddison.com, I recommend going there and signing up for the blog updates because some of the blogs don't go out to our email list. They just go out, you know, the major prophetic words go out to our whole list. But some of the blogs are, you know, I just released to anyone who signed up on my blog. So it's good to get a blog notification if you really want to stay up on it. But tomorrow is one of those that it's called Strategies to Get Healed and Get Out of Debt. And, you know, it's how I inquired of God and we got in a major amount of debt. And got out of that debt, and we had Savior. I got several major healings. So I'm releasing to you a strategy. Actually, it's a longer blog because it's got a lot of bullet points on how to develop a breakthrough strategy that you need. Like David got a breakthrough strategy, and he followed up. So don't back down. Don't give up. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary with doing good. For the proper time, we will reap a harvest. If we do not give up, and that's what's going on right now, and I believe that I believe that that's part of the breakthrough. People ask me, how is it that I do what I do? You know, the only answer I can give is don't give up. You know, you can change your strategy or adjust your plans, but giving up is not a solution. Now, let me bring balance to that word that I just gave. Is that you might have to quit a job. You might, you know, have to lay down something that's no longer working, but don't give up the bigger picture of things and ask God for strategies. One of the words I released this year, in fact, the entire prophetic word for 2015 is to rise above. And it was based on Revelation 4:1. And this is the year of the open door. And an angel said to John in Revelation, said, come up here and I'll show you the things that are about to take place. And that's what God spoke to me, that this is the year that we have to rise above or come up here, come up higher than your circumstances and get God's perspective. And again, we have to battle those continual attacks of the enemy. But I'm agreeing in prayer with you for your breakthrough strategy. In fact, I still need some healing in certain areas. We still need a breakthrough with what we're doing here in LA. But you know what? We're agreeing together and we're going to see something new and radical happen. You know, there's something I don't talk about much is mantles. It's kind of a misunderstood thing, but I had several dreams recently that angels are delivering new mantles, but they were assignments. They were like blankets coming down, but they were assignments. And these assignments, the one I got two actually. One was a mantle of love and one was compassion. And I already operate in love and compassion, but hey, I'll take a mantle. The mantle is a ministry or an authority that's given to someone by God. It's you can't earn it. You can't do it. God has to see fit that you give it. It comes from the Old Testament in 2 Kings chapter 2, where Elisha, who was a prophet, he was leaving the earth and he said that Elisha, his understudy said, can I have a double portion of your mantle? And he said it was a difficult thing, but he got it. That's where these mantles came from. I don't recommend going after another person's mantle. Ask God for your own. There's a huge, huge price with mantles. Today, you know, God is dividing up uncompleted assignments. That's what he told me. These new mantles that are coming right now are actually ministries of bestowments where God is taking a calling, or it's not like he's going to take the mantle from someone and give it to you, but he's taken the tasks and the assignments and giving it to people who will actually do it and who won't fall short. And so God spoke to me that he's giving these assignments right now. And so humility is the key in the midst of this, really, honestly. If you're walking around saying you have someone's mantle, you probably aren't being humble. Humility is a huge, huge key here. Because as we get in line with what God's doing this season, we're going to really be able to accelerate. I'll tell you what he's doing. He's actually extending mercy. James 2:13 was a verse I got. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And I've been talking about this for a while now, but I'll continue to talk about it because it's my life message now. Judgments actually can hold us back. And I had a dream just 2 weeks ago that I was trying to walk up a ramp to get to a next level. And as I was doing it, and others too, going up this ramp, I kept slipping backwards. And God spoke to me in the dream and says, judgments against other people will prevent us from getting to the next level. I woke up repenting, even though I didn't know I had any, but hey, you know what? I'm not going to step back and, you know, I'm going to make sure that I've got everything clear. But this is something, if you want to get to the next level, this is the key. Matthew 7, 1 and 2, Jesus said this, do not judge or you too will be judged. For the same way you judge, or the measure that you judge others, you will be judged with that measure that you used. And it will be measured to you. Boy, this is one thing that most people miss. I tell you, they leave that one out. You know, when we're talking about things, they leave that verse out quite often because there's a lot of judgment going on. It's all disguised, though, as righteous anger. But if you're judging, you got to be careful. If you judge other people, then you yourself will be judged in the same way. And here's the problem with that is that if you yourself have any type of sin that you judge someone else with, you'll actually begin to lose your authority. And that's what's happened with many Christians. They've started to lose their authority, but they don't know it. They've lost their authority in prayer. Now they're getting angry, you know, and trying to get other people angry at the situation instead of going in and interceding. But if you extend grace, you're going to see this. You know, the example of this is many people who are harshly judging, let's say, oh, maybe the homosexual community. Here's one of them, because that's a community that God wants to do a movement in. They've been really pushed down. And if someone's really judging that and they happen to have sexual sin themselves, such as pornography or whatever, then in God's eyes, there's no different. And, you know, that you don't have to agree with a person's lifestyle to require love. So if we judge, we have anything in us. Remember that Jesus said that Satan is coming again. He's going to come again, but he has found nothing in me. So it's important that, you know, you can still have stuff. You know, you can still be working through stuff. Just don't judge others for those things, and you'll move far. You'll go far in these days. So there's a move of God coming right now that we need to be ready for, and we need to get out of what God spoke to me was many people are in solitary confinement. And so I released a prophetic word about the house of God arrest, and that was on my blog last month. And it's similar to house arrest because accusations of other people are limiting your calling. And God is breaking that off right now. But the result of house of God arrest, that many people have been there for you know, a season. Many people have now gone into solitary confinement. But hey, God is calling you out right now to get out of isolation. It's time where many people were wounded, rejected, they recoiled. This is time to come out and experience that new level of restoration. That's why there's grace for you right now. This is the season to come out and take a grace bath and get healed and take some practical steps to get out of that isolation. There's internet groups you can join. There's people at, you know, maybe there's, you know, a church or Bible study or something. There's different things that you can do to get that breakthrough. Here's another word I got is the forerunners are now emerging. So I released this on my blog last week, I believe, that not to be alarmed with all the disasters and the unrest in the world, because it's time to stay at peace right now, to stay on course to the things that God is revealing to you. That the turmoil is basically birth pains for something new that God is bringing that's emerging right now. And God wants to raise up forerunners to this new movement that's upon us. And he's calling you. He's calling us new wineskin believers that are willing to love people and not judge them, to willing to go in and bring healing to the damage that's been put on. Boy, there's a lot of damage out there. I know, because I'm out there all the time and I hear the stories. So we must, we must give up this strong focus on what's wrong with people and begin to release that supernatural level of mercy and grace. And so it requires humility, but you know, the result is going to be amazing. And don't be surprised if people judge you as you step out and do this. They judge Jesus. They judge me all the time. And they try to trick me even to say things anyway. So don't back down. Don't hold back. Many people are asking me if the economy is going to crash. And have you heard, here's what I want to say. What I've been hearing from God and several other people around this is this is the time to not hold back. I've talked to so many people who say they're holding back on decisions, on buying houses, on moving, on taking jobs, on going to ministry schools, on investing, and because they're waiting for the economy to crash. I'm like, oh my goodness, where is your faith? And some people are even running their credit cards up because they think that things are going to crash and it doesn't matter. That kind of thinking is motivated by fear, and it's actually causes things to crash in your life and in the economy. And this is the time to step out of fear and step into faith. And so there's a difference between fear and wisdom. When you're motivated by fear, you will not have a plan. So most people I hear when they start talking about doing these things, I'm like, did God speak to you? And they're like, oh, well, I heard someone, a prophetic word that was negative, and I've heard all this talk on the internet. Fear causes you to hesitate and hold back and possibly miss God's timing. Fear also, it disguises itself and makes it sound okay. But wisdom, let me tell you, wisdom might put things on hold or give you timing, but there's always a plan and there's always peace with wisdom. Fear comes to you, tells you to pull back with no plan. Wisdom will come to you and say sometimes, move forward or wait, and gives you solutions for the breakthrough. Listen to me. I live on a fault line. We live in Los Angeles. God called us to live here in LA, and my office is on Venice Beach. And even with all these negative prophecies about California, falling into the ocean and about all kinds of things, this is what I'm hearing God, that I'm not afraid. Do not fear, God says. And he says, the safest place for you is the place God is calling you to. And just your presence can actually change the spiritual atmosphere or even change history. You got to hear me on this. Just your presence, stepping up in faith. Read the faith stories. If it weren't for one, would you hold back, God, for one? Would you hold back for 10, 9, 8, 7? Would you hold back for one? Just you going in there. So my office is on Venice Beach, and so every day I drive by this sign that says, entering tsunami hazard zone. And you know what? I say, God, I don't even think about it now, but I just say, God, you're with me on earth as it is in heaven. So I want to impart that, instill that to you, that God's doing something new. God's looking for people. He's looking for world changers, who will boldly stand the gap for justice and mercy. Did you know that injustice is being exposed right now? It's being exposed everywhere. And Jesus prayed, on earth as it is in heaven. We need to come into agreement with that. And there is not fear in heaven. And so we need to break out fear. Fear and panic is two really terrible attacks going on right now. Now, remember that I released this prophetic word about the 7 years of blessing. Last January, I got these words about moving into a time between 2015 and 2022. I actually got the word last year, but that this year is entering into a new season from 2008 to 2015. There was losses and a lot of things happened. But now from 2015 to 2022, there is really a time of grace. And so for the most part, it's the result of the prophetic intercessors crying out for mercy. And it's also the result of people holding back and not going to do the things of God. He's not going to come. Yeah, I want to just say this. God is, he's not going to let everything fall apart without some type of revival, without some type of movement happening. And so in the place of the prophetic words of judgment that have been spoken harshly for the last 7 years, God is releasing the fulfillment of many prophetic words that are based in revival and blessing. This does not mean the world is going to end after 2022. See, there's fear. There's negativity creeping in. I know you're thinking. Some people are thinking that. So this does not mean that we're not going to see disasters, because, yeah, there'll be difficult times. But God's mercy is going to triumph over judgment. Every time I have a hard time, boy, oh boy, we pray and pray. You know, within a few weeks, we get paid back in some way. And so I'm praying that for other places too, the places that are having disasters and the places that are having setbacks. So it's time to step up and step into faith and push back all that fear. Realignment, this is realigning yourself with heaven right now. So realigning you into the right place to receive God's blessing is really, really important. And you may need to do that shift in associations I was talking about. And maybe it's an organization, maybe it's geographical, maybe it's a job, maybe it's just your mindset shifting out of fear and into faith. Many people have been under this condition of spiritual confinement I was talking about, and they've been negatively influenced by people around them. And so that with some of you, that's what's been holding you back. So it's time to take those steps. And as you take those steps, you're going to see shackles fall off of you and new freedom begin to emerge. So use wisdom. Don't hold back due to fear. But as you seek God, your plans, you know, for your plan of breakthrough, you will be surprised at the levels of favor and rapid advancement that are here right now. And this is a time of that repayment. So don't back down. Plan long, be wise, and move forward. God is doing something new, and it's beyond our understanding right now. And that's what I heard was Proverbs 3:5. I kept hearing it all last month. You know, it's a verse you probably know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's the part to highlight. Lean not on your own understanding. It's important to trust God right now and take those radical steps, but also recognize that, you know, that there's something that we may not understand that God is doing that's beyond our understanding, in other words. And that's why we have to trust him. So God wants to, he's releasing these new things, these new mantles coming out, these new projects. He's releasing kingdom projects that are on his heart. In Mark chapter 4, verse 8, it talks about seed and sowing. God spoke to me that he's increasing the ability to I guess it's the impact of our sowing. And Jesus said, still other seed fell on good soil. And it grew up and produced a crop, many multiplying 30, 60, some 100-fold. And so this is what God is going to, he's going to show you which ones, which things to do, which tasks to do, which places to invest in, you know, invest your time, your energy, invest finances, donations, things like that. It's a time that things will come back quickly as we step out and give into those areas of good soil. Now, unfortunately, there's been some really negative messages out there, kind of like, you know, like every time you sow, it's going to produce something back, which, yeah, give and you'll receive, you know, pressed down, shaken together, a good measure will be running over in your lap. It's absolutely true. But did you know that there's some places that you can get that 30, 60, or 100-fold return? And so when I was in Fort Mill, South Carolina last month, God really showed me that I had blocks. I had some blocks in myself that I was trying to break through, and that I actually have been, you know, I've been talking about how God's advanced us through giving. But you know what? I've seen so much negativity because I'm trying to bring healing to the church in all these different places. I've sometimes backed down too far when it comes to asking for money or sowing into offerings and things like that. I back down too far sometimes, and God has to correct me. So you know what he told me when I was there and I was speaking with Todd Bentley at a conference with Todd Bentley, a good friend of mine, and it was an amazing time. And you know what? He spoke to me that I owed God, Todd Bentley, through Todd Bentley, $1,000. And he brought it back to my memory and everything about where I tried to, you know, he had called me to sell it before because I was comfortable with $100, but he told me multiply that by 10 and so the 1,000, but somehow, I don't know, I didn't do it. And the offering that God spoke to me, and I did this while I was there, but Deuteronomy 1:11, I've been seeing 11:11 and 1:11 all over the place. Deuteronomy 1:11, may the Lord, the God of your ancestors, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised. I thought, wow, that's better than 30, 60, 90, or 30, 60, 100. That's 1,000 times. And he wants to bring blessing right now through your generations, through your ancestors. And you know, I was in North Carolina and South Carolina. That's where my ancestors came over from England through South Carolina back in the 1700s, married into the Cherokee Indian, and lived in that area. And so God is saying something. So, you know, we gave $1,000, my ministry sowed $1,000. And God told me, he says, going to multiply it by 10. Sure enough, you know, by the time we got home, we had gotten $10,000 back. Now, I don't usually talk about this stuff unless I know it's good soil that God's doing something right now. And because I know that there's other people like me out there who may have backed down too far, or maybe have sowed and didn't receive back. And I'm not a money guy, but I sure am a kingdom guy. And when I see things happen in the kingdom, I want to announce it and proclaim it, that God is doing something. So I just call this right. I call this into being right now. Father, we thank you for this message, that this is a time to not back down, to move forward with faith. And we break off the shackles of fear. We break off those shackles that have held people back. And I'm not talking finances here. That's one area. But I'm talking about moving into your destiny, finding those right relationships, finding those new associations, moving past this wounded house arrest season, getting out of solitary confinement, and actually moving into this transformational season that's upon us. And I know that May is going to be that shifting, that things are going to lift, the fog's going to lift, the May gray and the June gloom are going to lift. And I declare over you right now, the Deuteronomy 1:11, may the Lord, the God of your ancestors, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. All right. I'm feeling the presence of God really strong on that. And, you know, I'm going to be releasing more things on finances and more things on financial strategies to get, you know, to help people get out of this limited mindset. Like I had to get out. We had to get out of that mindset. And I'll be talking about it more later, and how this all started was, you know, 3 years ago, we were being called back to LA, but Lord told me that I had to have a car to be able to go there. And, you know, like my North Carolina pickup truck wasn't good enough, but I had to have BMW. He said, I want you to find the car that you like, and I'm not really into things. But it will help people. And I found out once I moved here, it's so true, is that, you know, that with valet parking and lots of things, I've been now going into, I've been going into places, let's just say that. But back then, he had spoken to me about that, and that we sowed $1,000 into a ministry doing what we wanted to do. And within 10 months, the Lord said he was going to multiply it by 10, because I want to sow 100. Remember, 100 by 10, times 10 is 1,000. He said increase it. Well, 1,000 times 10 was 10,000. And 10 months to the day, someone gave us $10,000 towards a BMW, which we now have. We've been using that car, and it's opened up a lot of doors of opportunity. But I want to release this right now, that God wants to do something even new. He wants to multiply that by 10 even with some people. And he wants to take it to 1,000 here. And that's what we're moving towards, is those types of things. And by the way, we want to keep these things free. So I want to just invite you to sow into what we're doing. You know, we're reaching people out. We're reaching out all over the world, and, being part of just a new wineskin, just really proclaiming the new thing. So please consider giving us a donation. Maybe you need to give one of those. Maybe if God speaks to you, you need to actually sow $1,000 in, or whatever it is that God's speaking to you. I'd never do this unless I know God is with me on it. And believe me, we have a track record of people who've let me know. I've got, you know, we've had actually prophesied $1 million offering. I'm not saying that it will be for you. You have to listen to the Lord. But I know God's on this right now. And whatever, you know, God speaks to you, please feel free to do that. So we have a donation. You can become a partner with us too. That would be great. We are monthly partners. You know, I pray for the monthly partners. As I get words, I send them out and do things like that. We get a weekly update and things. So it's exciting what's going on. hey, my event's happening May 16th. I have an online event. I'm sorry, I put out a video with the wrong date. That was me being clunked on the head after I was clunked on the head. I put out the wrong video with the wrong date. But it's called Discover Your Destiny Online Bootcamp, and it's from 10 to noon. It's a 2-hour, just action packed. Powerful biblical principles that I use all the time for change. Get out of the spin cycle. I'll show you how to, that's being stuck in the past. Give you some things to get out of stuck in the past, procrastination, internal negative thinking, and no clear vision. It's my specialty. And I'm going to do a destiny breakthrough session where I'm going to point out some night dreams that point towards your life dreams, plus some personality things. And even that point, lots of stuff, lots of your choices that you have actually point towards what it is you're called to do. I've never done one of these things outside of a live event. And every time I do, 80 to 90% of the people actually come away with some huge clues to what it is they're called to. I'm also going to release for the first time a SWORD analysis. That is the SWORD, strengths, weaknesses, obstacles, and resources. How to get a plan, how to develop a plan. And spiritual life hacks. These are things that will cut the time to get into maturity. Yes, it's possible to do that. Tips on getting a better job, launching your own business or ministry, writing a book. And of course, I do activation prayer. I'll give you some forms and some work sheets and stuff like that and Q&A. You know what? It's only $37. You believe it? But it's limited. We have a limited. I believe this one might go over a limit. So you'll want to sign up as soon as you can. DougAddison.com. May 29th through the 31st, coming to Canada. Hey, oh, Canada. Yes, Hamilton, Canada. Steve Schultz, Patricia Bootsma, and Darren Canning. I'm going to be speaking at the Elijah List Conference. And oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. I've got a word for Canada. God's given me something, and it's just going to be a real rip in time up there. Remember, stay connected with me. Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter, Doug T. Addison. Instagram, Doug T. Addison, and my daily prophetic words as well, and my free ebook, Night Dreams, Reveal Your Life Dreams. One last thing, by the way, many people are called to write a book, and I've been helping people do that, and I have a new Write Your Book Now self-guided course that actually gives you everything. I pour so much into it. People start telling me, hey, why are you pouring? I give a lot away. Yeah, it's $97, but if you bought this anywhere in the secular world, this would definitely be $495 easily, $500, because I give you everything, the training, the video training, templates, and some video on how to write your book, how to format, action plans, forms, everything you need. But you know what? I've now created some payment plans for those who asked me to do that. So you can, if you don't have the money to do it right away, you can write your book now and, take the self-guided course. It's really cool. All right. So I'm going to get to the chat room. And I think Pam has got, we can do about 20 minutes of some Q&A. And I'm going to switch over there to that page. So just give me a second there. And thanks, everybody, for joining us live. And here we go. We got a couple of questions. Here's one right away. Are all audible voices from God? Well, no, they aren't, because the enemy can disguise himself. So what you have to learn to discern. And learning to discern, it takes time and practice to know what audible. Some audible voices are from angels, which are still from God, but there can be the demonic. That's why you need to write things down and walk through what it feels like. Go back, listen to me. Go back to the last time you heard God and study it. How did it come to you? How did it feel? Then you'll start to learn to discern. If you do that like I do on every encounter I ever have, that's why I journal every day, you will know the difference between that. All right, here's another one. I tried to flip a negative prophetic word, but sometimes I get stuck with what to say. Because if you've heard my message, the reason that I teach people to flip things from the negative to the positive is because it is not God's, it is God's will that's going to be done, not Satan's. So when negative things happen to you, it's not God's will. Most often it's the opposite. And so if you learn to recognize the opposite, then so if you don't know what to say, then just say the opposite of whatever it might be. You know, if the enemy hit you, you know, like, you know, I got a concussion. So that wasn't the Lord. You know, that wasn't God's will for me. So I begin to speak a sound mind over myself. I begin to say, this is going to be, you know, what was intended for evil was going to be turned around for good. And that's one thing you can say. You know, you can say, get out of here, Satan, whatever you want to do, but do something to flip that around. Because if you come into agreement with the negative things, then two agree together, you know, that cloud will be around you. Here's another question, a really good one. What is prophetic prayer, prophetic intercession? Well, we all have access to all the gifts, but each gift actually can be clothed in the prophetic. And so hearing God is not like an option, it's a necessity. So those who have prophetic prayer will actually begin to pray things based on how God speaks to you. You might wake up in the middle of the night and just be, you know, given a country to pray for, a person's name, or maybe God gives you something that you don't know about. That's prophetic prayer. It's being led by the Spirit of God to pray for people. There's a lot of prophetic intercessors out there, and I want to just commend you. It's because it's one of my primary gifts as well. Here's another question. How can I use my prophetic gift to write songs? Well, one of the ways to do that is through prophetic songwriting. I mean, I'm honestly, but I'm not being funny, but when you get a line, use your prophetic gift. When you get a line somewhere, sometime during the day, if you get something, then actually write it down. Or if you are a musician, this is what I'm encouraging people. This is a season right now to flow in the Holy Spirit. This really is a season to flow in the Holy Spirit. That's why he's speaking to many people right now to get out those instruments that you might have played a long time ago. Get those out again and begin. Maybe like me, I didn't learn how to read music. I'm a musician, but yet I flow in the Holy Spirit through the guitar and singing. So that's one way you can write a song by turning on your, turning on a recording device and begin to sing the song spontaneously, or you can actually get the lyrics and write them from something along those lines. But I'm glad you said that, because that's a word I've been getting, is that we need to get back out and get those things going. Okay, here's another question. What books do you recommend for learning to move in the prophetic? Well, my books, I actually don't want to have one called that. In all my books, I talk about hearing the voice of God. And you'll see a chapter in Personal Development, God's Way. In my older books, everything I do in Understand Your Dreams Now, I talk about hearing the voice of God. So I've read some good books, but you know what? It depends on your learning ability. I mean, if you don't learn well from reading, most people are hands-on, especially if you follow me. If you're drawn to my style and my ministry, you're probably a visionary or seer type of person like me. Dream interpreters are the same way. We tend to need to see things or hear things audibly. So that's why I'm doing these webinars once a month, the online training. Last month was really powerful, which was activating your prophetic gift, 2 hours of it. And for those who missed it, we're going to actually offer it shortly. We're going to offer the replay video in case you missed it, so that you could actually buy it, because it was so powerful. And from that, I'm actually developing a hands-on course. It's an activation training. It's an activation school. This is not a course that we're developing and we're releasing this summer. It's called Hearing the Voice of God 365. And it is an online activation school, because what I found that most books are good, but you read them, they sit on the shelf. But if you do something practical, if you take some notes and do something practical, or you do exercises, my goodness, that's the most powerful thing that you can ever do. And yes, we're going to release this out, the online activation school. We've had a lot of warfare. That's why I know we need to do it. And I'm excited about it. But there are some good books out there. There's a few of them. My favorite all time, my friend Larry Randolph has one, User-Friendly Prophecy. Also, Steve Thompson, We Can All Prophesy. Chris Vallotton has some books on the prophetic. There's Graham Cook as well. The more meaty ones, anyway, tend to be those. Also, James Gall. There's just plenty of things out there. Patricia King's got some There's plenty of stuff out there. But look for the new stuff and look for the activation stuff too as well. Okay, let's go back to some questions. Let's see. How do I keep track of all the journal notes from your prophetic words? I guess from my prophetic words or your prophetic words. How do you keep track of them? Well, you know, part of what I did in that's why I encourage people to go through the Write Your Book Now training. It's got a two-hour webinar I did on there, and I take you right into my journal. I give you my journal prompts. I give you my cross-reference in that course. I give you, you know, what I do. I journal, and then I tag. I tag the journal entry. That way it can be found. That's the only way I know how to do it. And when I tag things, that way I can go back later on and track things. So what I do each day, I open my journal, my computer journal. I copy my daily prophetic word in my own. Yep, I get it by email myself because I don't remember it. I copy it in and I interact with it. And I say, yes, God, bring this in. Open my eyes to see this. Then I go back to yesterday's daily prophetic word in my journal. I go backwards one day and I put in bullet points of what happened. I bullet point things. So I go through that training in that as well. Journaling is the best way to track things. So here's another question is I see the same numbers a lot. How do I start finding out what they mean prophetically? Well, I do a little bit of it in Understand Your Dreams Now and my Dream Crash course. Both have you know, a small amount. And here's what I found out. I used to really be into the numbers really big time all the time. And the deeper I go into hearing God, the less I focus on the meaning of certain symbols and the more I focus on the bigger picture of it. That's me anyway. And that's what I encourage you to do. You know, not all the numbers really mean anything, but the very first place that you want to look for is the Bible. And I Google things all the time, you know, but, depends on what number you're seeing. 11 tends to be the popular number people are seeing these days. And it talks about transition. It could be Deuteronomy 1:11 that I just talked about, you know, about God blessing you 1,000 times. Could be Deuteronomy 11:11 about moving into a new season. Or if you see 3-3-3-4-4-4-2-2-2, that just means things are lining up. It's not so much the number. It's just things are lining up. And I talk about this in my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, and in the Dream Crash course. But believe me, if you get off into the symbols list, you'll actually lose track of the meaning, the deeper meaning of what God does. That's my opinion anyway. And I happen to be doing a long time and training a lot of people. So how do you get unstuck in hearing God? I can't hear him right now that well. How do I get unstuck in hearing God? Well, one thing is we're just going to ask God to unstick people and unstick you to be able to hear the voice of God. That's the first thing I do is I go back, listen to me. Go back to the last thing that you know you heard God clearly and see if you did it. You know what? That happened to me. In 2010, 2011, my hearing God tapered off. Started tapering off. Yeah, I was still hearing God for the prophetic and for ministering to people, but personally started tapering off. I went back and guess what? There was something I hadn't done. And it was the online activation school that I had not done. So that's why I have the Dream Crash course, the Prophetic Tattoo Interpretation, and now the Write Your Book Now online course. And soon I'm releasing the Hearing God 365. We're pulling those all together in an online school because this is what was preventing me from hearing God is not following through on something. So go back and see if there was something that you needed to do. Another way is just to ask God to speak to you and be ready to write it down. Ask him to give you a verse or something. And I just want to activate people who feel stuck right now because here's what's going on. God says, come up here in Revelation 4:1. Come up here and I'm going to show you the things that are yet to come. And that's what's going on. I had to shift my ability to hear God. I stopped hearing him the way I did. And I started doing the daily prophetic. All of a sudden, I started getting these the seasonal words. And now I get so much that I can't even release it all. People are choking on all the prophetic that I'm putting out there because I shifted into something new. This is the time. If you're not hearing God anymore, ask them to speak to you in a different way. Start listening to something in a different way. So God, activate people right now. We pray for the unstuckness that people might be experiencing. Open our eyes to be able to see and hear in Jesus' name. All right, here's another question. How can I activate my word of knowledge gift? Well, the best way to activate it is to use it, or each day ask God for one word of knowledge and share that word of knowledge with someone. Word of knowledge is usually something about the past or the present, and ask him to do it. Only God can give you the revelation, but you can actually get yourself unstuck and activate yourself as well. All right, here's someone, actually I'm reading another question, which I'm prophetically already picked up on. They see 444555. That's things lining up, or four is creativeness. Five is a number of grace, so there's a lot of grace coming to you. The same with 11. What does 111 mean? Someone put this in. Do you believe this? Someone put this in. Deuteronomy 111 is what I spoke on tonight. It means that God wants to increase you 1,000 times, but you have to break through your generational ties. You have to break through those. Oh my goodness, I'm getting feeling the anointing quite strong. You have to break through. Go back to Deuteronomy 111. He wants to bless you that 1,000 times. But he wants to bless you to break through the ancestors, what has held your ancestors back. And I know with me, it was a spirit of poverty. It was things like that. So he wants to break through those things. Here's another one. What do large sea turtles mean? Well, turtles tend to be, being able to intimacy, or, moving slow. And sea turtles allow you to go deep in the spirit and gain things, but it won't be fast. It'd be slow intimacy, deep in the spiritual realm. Now, again, this is, I don't like interpreting symbols without knowing the context, because, if they're being eaten by dinosaurs, or, they're being blown out of a volcano, a demon riding them, it changes the context. That's why you want to listen. You want to learn how to understand things through context. Understand your dreams now. Dream Crash Course goes through some of this stuff as well. Here's another question. I had a dream about the address 1770 Prancing Deer. Well, I would just, I don't know if God didn't speak to you. 17 really doesn't stand out as one of those powerful things that come out of the Hebrew or anything like that. But the prancing deer does. Think about it this way. As a deer pants for the water, so my soul pants after you. I would look up Psalm 17 and Psalm 70. I would do things like that. I would look up deer. I would just say, gosh, let's do this thing. 7-7 is in the middle of that, and 1-0 on the other sides. And so, I would write that one down and begin to search that matter out. Proverbs 25:2, it's the glory of God to conceal the matter, but it's the glory of a king to search that, or Google that matter out. I would Google that one and see what's going on. Okay, we got some great questions here. I see the numbers 10 and 16 all the time. What do they mean? Excuse me, I'm going to get a drink of water here. I've heard lots and lots of different interpretations of the number 10. And, it can, 16, I know this one. 16 is the number of completion. 8 is new beginnings. And 16 is the establishment of something brand new. And the number 10 is an interesting one, because it just depends on who you ask or how God speaks to you. And like I said, I hold these loosely now. And the reason I'm holding back from telling you what I think 10 means, because I'm prophetic right now, and I know that I would miss it for you. Listen to me. It wouldn't be what you need. And that's why you can't clamp down on what some person says. Like, Patricia King says it means this, and Bob Jones said this, and, whoever said this and this and this. You know what? It depends on the revelation. It depends on the context. But I bet God's doing something brand new in your life, and he's completing things. It's going to be an amazing time as you step into it. All right. Here's some dreams. I had a dream about a red royal dog watching me as I was walking in my neighborhood. What does that mean? A red royal dog, think about the royal dog, that's authority, and dogs tend to be friends. And so red is the anointing, you know, red. We know that redemption from the blood of Jesus and things like that. So this royal dog that watching you, this is an angel. This is a new authority that God's giving you, and dogs represent best friends. So God is giving you an authority to be able to help people, to be a friend to people. He's giving you an angel. That's what it, why you feel like it's watching you. He's giving you an angel to help you reach out to other people with the very message I just released in the beginning of this, which is mercy triumphs over judgment. All right. I had a dream. I was standing in the corner of a living room, of a large living room, and suddenly a cylinder comes down and I run over to the only door, but I can't make it. And I run back to the corner. And then it replays over and over and over. Well, you know, it depends on if that's a muted color dream or full color. Muted color would be the attack of the enemy trying to bring fear to you. If this is a full color dream, then I would say that God is trying to bring something new to you and that it's causing fear in your life. Or flip that around, if it's a muted color dream, the enemy is trying to scare you off, but something new, because cylinders, you know, something, a cylinder shaped object, that would be something that would roll. So God's trying to roll something out new in your life, and it's time to embrace it. Yes, it is. So here's another dream. I dreamed that I drove a car into the water, and I pushed it until it pushed it to a campground that was there, underwater, and the car was inside a tent. I can see better now. The car was inside a tent. Okay, well, cars represent an aspect of our life, our job, our ministry, or business, or something. Depends on who's there with you. But the water's the spirit. So again, this is something that's a time that God's calling you out. The tent camping is out, you know, recreational. It's going out. And this tent is underwater. He's calling you deeper into the spirit, and it's going to be an amazing good time. Oh, yes, I got another dream. I'm going to do some rapid fire ones here. There were two summer dresses hanging together on the same hook and the same color, but one dress was inside out. Well, clothing often talks about gifts, callings, anointings, things like that. Well, this is what God's giving you. He's giving you something new, but one of them is inside out. In other words, it's the opposite of what you might think. It's what I started talking about, Proverbs 3:5, is beyond your own understanding with what God is doing right now. Here's another dream. I was going on a trip with John Paul Jackson, and we were sitting on a bench next to my 7-year-old son. John Paul was talking to my son about a plant, and then he handed me the plant. Now, John Paul most likely represents a prophetic word. He's a representation of a prophet. And so getting your son getting a plant, in other words, plant represents growth. And he was given growth. He's giving the ability to grow in the prophetic at age 7. How good is that? I've got time for a couple more here, and I've got to keep going on a couple of these dreams. Let's see. I keep dreaming that the furniture of my house has been removed. Well, that is that God wants to do something new. He wants to take out the old things and bring in the new. All things need to become new. Furniture can represent gifts and callings as well. So he's bringing about a radical movement in your life. Here's another dream. I was in a large passageway trying to get through the only opening, and a huge pendulum kept going back and forth, swinging back and forth, blocking the exit. Well, I would think that the pendulum, it sounds like a plan of the enemy to me, you know, like that cuts heads off. Pendulums do, I guess. I don't know. A pendulum swinging back and forth. But here's what that dream means. It means you need to get into God's timing to get to the next level. There's an open door before you. There's an opportunity, but you got to be careful and get into God's timing to make sure that you get it. All right, maybe one more. I got one here that says, I was at an airport at 6:07 to catch a plane at 7:27. My luggage was stolen, and when I looked away to get a refund for something, and then it was only 6:27. So you could look up all those numbers. You could Google Bible, the word Bible, 6:27, see what those mean, you know. But the real overview of the dream is saying that God's taking you to somewhere else, but the enemy wants to steal your identity. He wants to steal the things, but we break that off. So we just say, thank you, God. We're running out of time now. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing. And Father, I pray that you would activate these prophetic words and even more. Activate the ability to hear your voice. Activate the ability to dream. In fact, right now, I just feel this strong presence that God's doing something with that healing in the area of your inheritance, you know, your ancestors. He's doing a healing right now in the area of fogginess where we have been forgetful things, where spiritually been clunked on the head. We're moving now into a new season. God, I pray that you would be, there would be an awakening of people, a transformation happening right now. Boy, I'm feeling the presence. I'm feeling the anointing so strong on the word timing, and that God's going to bring you into his timing right now. And it's amazing time to get into his timing in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget my website, DougAddison.com. Also, hey, can you partner with us or, you know, bring a donation, sow into this message tonight? I really believe God's going to do something. And watch for my blog tomorrow about getting a breakthrough strategy and a healing strategy. It's both financial and for healing. It'll be out tomorrow. And I want to say thanks.